and welcome to another edition of Tribal Campaign 2017. For a primary election, in the studio with me, I have Misty Mastin, who is currently working at the Early Head Start program, and she is a candidate for the chair of the Hoopa Valley Tribal Council. As I sent out letters to all of the candidates, invited them to our campaign 2017 series, I listed out some topic areas I wanted the candidates to address, and that format went with those invitations. And if anyone missed it or didn't want to address that and want to come back and do another one or start a new page, well, Misty called and says she couldn't make it last Friday or Thursday and wanted to be on. So I said, well, the floor is yours. You can do whatever you want. She said she wanted to follow the same format the other candidates did, so that's what we'll do. So welcome to Studio 91, Misty.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
Thank you for participating in this. You're going to be the fifth person to take up the invitation to be here. So, again, thank you. The people like to hear the candidates on the radio. So, you're helping.
And I'm happy to be here.
good. Like I usually start, I'll let the candidates have an opportunity to talk about why they chose to run in this campaign.
Okay, and so the reason I've decided to run for chairwoman is because I've dedicated my career in education to working with children and families in our community, and I would really like the opportunity to focus our tribal government on those areas more so. And my career started working with children about 19 years ago. I've worked at Head Start program, I've worked at Child Development, and I've worked at Early Head Start, where I currently work now. My education includes, I have an AS degree at CR, I have a BA from Humboldt State in Child Development, I also have a minor in American Indian Education. And I would also like to help the membership to be able to voice their thoughts and opinions and help guide the decisions that Tribal Council are making. And I would also like to take a more proactive approach with our youth to deter them from the drugs and alcohol use before it becomes an issue later in their lives. And I think to make those changes and to affect our community, the best way to do it would be to run for chairwoman.
Well, thank you. Thank you for running. I mean, it's always good to find more people who are interested in leading our tribe in the political arenas and taking a leadership role.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So we'll follow the format that the other candidates have had done, and the topic areas. The first one is focus on your core values with respect to what quality of life you want to leave for our next generation. And the topic areas, the first one is the environment. What are your thoughts on the quality of our overall environment now and what you want it to be for our preschool students by the time they are in high school?
So on the environment, I believe that we really live in a beautiful community, but I would like to see more education starting with our younger members, you know, including the early childhood facility going on up through elementary and through high school. We can be teaching the children now about protecting our rivers and streams for both the people and the animals that depend on the clean water. One of my other concerns about the environment, though, involves the trash that we see in our area on a daily basis. And I think that we could start working with our community and get involved with like cleanup projects and stuff and include the children and start teaching them what it means to have a beautiful valley and how to take care of it. I would also like to see some programs that help with trash that we have in the community before it becomes an issue, you know, before it's ended up in the mountains or along the streams. I know we have wood vendors that go around that gather wood for elders and stuff, but I'd like to see something maybe trash vendors in like what kind of programs and community help that they need to get trash to the dump instead of just leaving it laying around, you know, and educate our children on what it means to take care of our valley.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Moving on with economy. On the premise that replacing imported products and services best improves a local economy, what are your thoughts on how we as a community can help serve each other's needs? In this effort, how best can tribal government contribute?
I think the tribal government could help by investing in small businesses for our community, help people become self-sufficient, and that way we're buying less goods and importing stuff from outside the area. One of my ideas that comes from the store that they're getting ready to open, I would like to see more people that are involved in growing community gardens or want to sell their produce and stuff, and how we can support them and encourage them to provide the store that we're going to be opening. I would also like to see possibly an economic development board to help with creating ideas to develop sources of income for the tribe as well, so that we're not relying on outside sources as much.
Okay. We're back to your field here in education. Mm-hmm. If we were to raise out of the grant-driven economy, how best can we influence our education systems?
So many of our programs that we have are grant funded, and I really don't see getting away from it anytime soon. But I think the goal should be to help our people either get an education or learn job ready skills, so that way they're ready for the workforce when they get out of high school. I believe that not everyone wants to go and do another 2 to 4 years of school. And so to become self-sufficient, they need to get some skills. Whether one of my thoughts would be on firefighting. How can we help people get ready, have job ready skills? And then I'd like to see more people talking in the schools about the different professions and everything and where people want to go. Let's get some mentors that talk about, you know, different job opportunities, because to get people away from grant funding, they need to be able to support themselves and have income and not rely on these programs to take care of them.
Right. Okay. That's good. In the area of social justice and community values, what are your thoughts of the quality of social justice in Hoopa? What is the base observation of your opinion?
For social justice, one of the things I hear a lot are that people in our community say you have to be related to a certain person to get any kind of support or anything from tribal council. And that's really not for me to judge. You know, everyone has their opinion on that matter. My thoughts on it is that I'm a firm believer that everybody deserves the same treatment, whether you're from a certain family or not. Everybody should be treated the same. And that's my intention, is to make sure everybody gets offered the same support, not it doesn't matter who you're related to.
So. Okay. On the spiritual cultural values, what are your thoughts on how we consider our spiritual cultural core values when planning the futures so as to improve the quality of life for our youngest age children as they grow up?
I would like to see our cultural values taught more year-round for the children and families that are interested. I know we have the dance times when we focus a lot on that, but there's different times of year where we could be teaching the children, whether it's gathering or, you know, finding materials for dance regalia, stuff like that, and teaching the children year round about respecting the earth and respecting our community. And then of course we have our language, you know, that's a big part of it. I know we've been doing a lot with our teachers on trying to bring back the Hoopa language. We're trying to be more fluent and teach the small children, the babies. I've seen them learning, they're using Hoopa language instead of English, and it's really neat to watch.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see it year round, not just certain time of year. And so that's what we're working towards.
Okay. There's two job titles that come to my mind, and I'd like for you to discuss your impression of these two titles. One is law enforcement officer and the other is peace officer.
So to me, I believe they're both basically the same job. One just determines more of, are they just coming to enforce the law, or are they there to with more of a mindset of to protect the peace? But to me, they're both a police officer, I believe. And so to me, they're here to help the people get the support they need and protect the membership and community. So it's so much more than just enforcing the law. They're there to help the people and to help the people feel safe in our community.
Fine. Good. And you talked earlier about the grocery store. So we need a local grocery store. And if the tribe manages, how do we keep it stocked? Customers can purchase what is available. what will be available, and who decides this?
Well, if the tribe does decide to run the store, I think it's very important that we hire a competent manager that's going to be able to work with the people. We have some meetings. Let's discuss what it is the people are needing, you know, from dairy to meats to a deli. You know, we need to talk to the people. What do they want to see? And then we need to make sure they're able to not only talk to the people, but to go out and find the vendor. So the important part, I think, is who they're going to hire, you know, the requirements, what their background needs to be, and how they're going to be able to work with our people and make sure that they're used to our community and what our community needs are.
Okay. Well, thank you. Well, I'm talking with Misty Mastin, who is a candidate for the tribal chair seat in our primary election. That's coming up on the 21st of this month. So is there any other thing you would like to discuss in closing?
Well, I'd like to let everyone know that, you know, I'm not a typical politician, and by that I don't mean to make any empty promises or anything that I can't keep, but I am a hard worker. I promise that I will show up and I will work very hard for the people and see what it is we need in a leadership and what our community needs to work towards a better future for us and our kids.
Well, okay. Thank you very much. I've been talking with Misty Mastin, who is a candidate for the chair seat of the Hoopa Valley Tribe in the primary election. She's out to get your vote. And I encourage you to get out and vote. And the primary election is usually a lower turnout, and I like to see that boost up.
Yes, everybody come vote on Tuesday.
Yeah, we've got 18 people running for 5 seats, and so we'll narrow it down to 10 and or less, depending. You know, some of them might win it in the primary. That's possible mathematically. So with that, this is Joseph Orozco reporting for KIDE. The engineer for this program has been Tashana Moon, and we will return you back to our regular scheduled broadcast in progress. Thank you for listening.